A hero is returning.
The times ahead will be the most trying yet, but you can face them.
And a pop star is becoming a host.
Well, if you wanted to know who your next host was going to be, it's going to be me.
I'm Jared Hall from Entertainment Weekly, and here's what to watch on Tuesday, August 24th. We're counting down today's top three must-see picks from TV and movies. But first, your entertainment headlines. Mayim Bialik, the newly tapped host of the Jeopardy! Primetime specials and spinoffs, will now fill in as host of the Jeopardy! Syndicated show as producers search for a new permanent host to replace Mike Richards. Bialik is currently scheduled to tape 15 episodes across 3 weeks of programming for when production resumes this week. However, Sony Television will be bringing in a new roster of guest hosts. Consider us more excited than Cousin Greg at California Pizza Kitchen because we're getting more info about when to expect season 3 of HBO's Succession. The Emmy-winning drama will premiere in October. The third installment finds Brian Cox's media tycoon Logan Roy in a perilous position after being ambushed by his rebellious son Kendall at the end of season 2. For more on those stories, plus other news, reviews, interviews, and more, head on over to EW.com. Number three. All right, time to reveal which shows made our top three picks. That's W-I-T-C-H. Because number three today is Motherland, Fort Salem. Freeform's supernatural drama is conjuring up its second season finale tonight, with Fort Salem gearing up to repel an attack by the witch hunters known as the Camarilla. And with the witch plague having arrived at the fort, Rael, Abigail, Tally, and their allies will be forced to make impossible, world-changing choices. Here is a clip from the finale.
Have the prisoner brought to me. What do we know?
As far as we can tell, the witch plague is still confined to isolated sectors, but it is spreading.
There have been multiple reports of strike teams harvesting throats.
Any idea of their numbers?
Communication is spotty at best.
Probably interference from their tech. We need to go on the offensive.
Spread the word as best you can. Small groups, stick to the shadows. Pick your targets wisely.
Let's take back our base.
Sounds like fans are in for a thrilling ride. And since the episode is called Revolution Part 1, probably a massive cliffhanger too. You can see how it all goes down tonight at 10 on Freeform.
Number 2.
Now let's get in sync for our number 2 pick, Bachelor in Paradise, which is shifting to a twice-weekly schedule starting tonight. After last night's shocking first rose ceremony, tonight's episode brings some fresh faces to the beach, first and foremost being a new guest host. I'll let this clip do the job of introducing him.
What is it?
Play me.
You might been hurt.
NSYNC starts blasting from the boombox. So everyone's wondering what's going on, what might be happening.
Every little thing I do
never seems enough for you. You don't want to lose it again.
Cause I'm not like them. Baby, when you find the beat,
I know.
Somebody, guess what? It's coming.
Hello, how are you? Hello. How are you, my bachelor?
If you wanted to know who your next host was going to be, it's going to be me.
Well played, Lance. Well played. The NSYNC alum will take over for David Spade as part of this season's rotating roster of celebrity hosts, which is probably the only way Bachelor in Paradise will ever be compared to Jeopardy. Anyway, after Lance's debut, the excitement continues as more men arrive looking to get lucky in love. But the newcomers quickly throw everything into disarray, reigniting old feuds and breaking apart new bonds. This is Bachelor in Paradise, after all. You can join everyone on the beach tonight at 8 on ABC.
Trivia.
It's trivia time. Lance Bass's acting credits include voicing a character in what 2000s video game? Kingdom Hearts, Shadow of the Colossus, or Final Fantasy X? Stick around for the answer and our number one pick. What to Watch will be right back.
Also,
no one be
more about gel coat.
When the fourth round would...
Don't you call in the...
Don't touch that dial. That's right, we're still calling it a dial here, because it's Emmy season on The Awardist. With the dazzling Oscar season behind us, we are now turning our attention to smaller screens to track which shows are headed to the podium and which shows stopped us in our tracks. Join me, Jared Hall, Entertainment Weekly's executive editor, as well as EW's TV-obsessed staffers, every Thursday starting April 4th, as we share our opinionated hot takes and insight into the Emmys race. The Awardist will get behind the scenes with the creators and stars themselves during in-depth, can't-miss interviews. Follow the long road to the Emmys with The Awardist podcast, Thursday starting April 4th, on your favorite podcast platform, and be sure to check out more Emmys coverage at EW.com/awardist. Welcome back to EW's What to Watch. The L Word Generation Q is currently airing its second season on Showtime, and it's been some really fun viewing. Be sure to check out our interview with stars Roseanne Zayas and Ariane Mandy about the season premiere's big wedding over at EW.com. In the meantime, we have showrunner Marja Lewis Ryan here to answer that burning question. What you watching?
The best show on television is Better Things. It just is. Pamela Adlon is just like an actual genius. I like watch her stuff and I like try to figure out like how she shot it and like how she wrote it. I have to like get my hand on some of her scripts because I can't even figure it out. Like I can't figure out if it's like all scripted or if it's like 80-20, or even if it's like 50-50, I like actually cannot tell. That's how good she is. I'm obsessed with that show. I watch it, but I watch it as a fan, but then I also like go back and try to like pull it apart. I think she directs every episode of that show, so I don't think she'll let me come on, but maybe she'll let me shadow her, you know? A showrunner shadow.
Better Things is indeed terrific. EW's Kristen Baldwin ranked its fourth season among her top 10 shows of 2020 last year. You can stream the show on FX on Hulu and catch new episodes of The L Word Generation Q Sundays at 10 p.m. on Showtime. And now we're entering the home stretch with our number one pick, Supergirl, which returns tonight to kick off its final run of episodes. In tonight's mid-season premiere, Kara and Zor-El return to National City determined to keep the Phantom Zone behind them and enjoy being superheroes together. Unfortunately, their overzealous efforts backfire, creating a whole new threat to the city. And that's just the beginning for the back half of the final season, which will also see Kelly take up the mantle of Guardian. Continued fallout from Kara's time in the Phantom Zone, and of course, the end of the line for our heroes, at least in this corner of the Arrowverse. Here's a preview.
It was so cold in that Phantom Zone. Every breath felt like ice.
We get through this together.
What if that fear never goes away?
I will be beside you every step of the way.
Your oceans are dying.
Neglect like this is what destroyed Krypton. We have to stop it.
You've unleashed a force of hell on Earth.
Mixley? Miss me?
Don't worry, you're safe now.
None of us are safe.
It is sure to be an exciting final run for Supergirl. Tune in to the CW at 9 p.m. to see how it all begins. And lastly today, the answer to our trivia question. Lance Bass's acting credits include voicing a character in what 2000s video game? Kingdom Hearts, Shadow of the Colossus, or Final Fantasy X? Let's end your quest for the answer. It's Kingdom Hearts. Bass voiced Final Fantasy VII villain Sephiroth in the game, which is a crossover between Disney and Final Fantasy. He never voiced the character again. In other words, he said bye, bye, bye to it. Well, that is going to do it for today's episode. We'll have more news and must-see picks for you tomorrow, so be sure to follow or subscribe to What to Watch so you don't miss our daily recommendations, more of which can be found at EW.com. I'm Senior TV Editor Jared Hall. You can find us on Twitter at EW and at Jared Hall. Thanks so much for listening, and have a great day.
What to Watch.
Today's episode of What to Watch was written by Tyler Aquilina, edited and produced by Joshua Heller, hosted and produced by Jared Hall, and executive produced by Shayna Naomi Crockmall and Carly Usden.